Thank you for contacting provider services. If this is a medical emergency, please hang up and dial 911. I'm Carrie, your virtual assistant. If you are a member, say member. If you are a provider or calling on behalf of a provider, say provider.
Provider.
If you are a Keystone First provider, say Keystone. If you are an AmeriHealth Caritas provider, say AmeriHealth.
AmeriHealth.
If you are a Medicaid provider, say Medicaid.
Medicaid.
If you are a Medicare.
CHC waiver.
That's Medicaid. Did I get that right?
No.
Sorry, I did not understand your response. If you are a Medicaid provider, say Medicaid. If you are a Medicare provider, say Medicare. If you are a Community Health Choices provider, say CHC. Or if you are a CHIP provider, say... All right, how may I help you? Say things like claim status, prior authorization, claim payment, or check eligibility.
Live agent.
All right, to help you further, please say or enter your NPI. That's zero. Did I get that right? Sorry, I did not understand your response. That's zero. Did I get that right? Sorry, I did not understand your response. Let's transfer you to a representative for assistance.
All calls are recorded and may be monitored for quality assurance and training purposes. If you do not wish to have your call used for these purposes, please inform your representative. Thank you.
Hello, thank you for calling Provider Service. My name is Maria. May I have your name, please?
Melissa J.
And if you could please provide me a good callback number.
267-551-7430.
And is that direct?
Yes.
Perfect. Please provide me the NPI number.
Can I give you either a tax ID or provider ID? Because our NPI gives everyone a hard time.
Provider ID would be best.
Sure. It's 307-828-94.
Please verify the provider name and address.
It's Family First Care, LLC. Our address is 1 Winding Drive, Suite 205, PA, Philadelphia, PA 19131.
And the last four of your tax ID, please.
3555.
Thank you. Please provide me the member ID number.
Can I give you the Medicaid?
Absolutely can.
It's 8705-338377. That's what I said.
I think I see it. Gotcha. Okay. I will absolutely be able to fill you in as soon as we verify. Please provide the member's name and date of birth. I almost couldn't get that out.
No worries. Anthony Sanchez, I have here date of birth is 130-73.
Perfect. Okay. So when it comes to the state ID, it looks like two plans had generated. It looks like Mr. Anthony had started with the regular AmeriHealth Caritas Pennsylvania plan, which termed on 5/31/2021. However, on 6/1/2021, the Community Health Choice began, and then I was going to ask about other insurance, but the primary is the Keystone VIP Choice, MA, Medicare Advantage, that began on 11/1/2023.
So I tried to search him on the portal, but I couldn't find him anywhere. Not
okay.
by name, not by date of birth, not by Medicaid ID.
And you were looking in the regular AmeriHealth Caritas Pennsylvania?
So I only
adult.
Have two options on my end. We can only search either
okay.
VIP or we can search through CHC. Not the
okay.
regular.
And did you search the VIP?
I did, and nothing comes up. I searched by the ID number. I searched by first, last name, date of birth. Nothing.
Yeah, the state ID does stay with the member. And we did the state ID. So do you have access to that now?
Yes, I am looking at it now. The
okay,
portal?
So he's... Yes, we're fully HIPAA verified with his name, date of birth, and the state ID. Try the CHC ID 200-985-779.
Okay, let me see if my wants to behave.
Because the VIP may not register that state ID. That is a Medicaid state ID, whereas VIP is... the federal Medicare.
Correct. So let me see.
In which he does have.
Okay, that's what it is. They use the under the VIP. This is the one that comes up. Okay, perfect. So I'll update this.
Beautiful.
Update.
Perfect. It's funny how it's difficult. Not haha funny at all. It's difficult, especially when it looks like we have a change of plan from the regular PA Pennsylvania AmeriHealth over to CHC and VIP as well. So that can get a little tricky as far as member IDs and recognizing which plan a member belongs to.
Yeah, because before, I mean, I know sometimes we've tried it and it works with the regular Medicaid ID, but I figured
right.
I was like, it has to be something that I don't have because on promise it comes out perfectly fine. So I was like, what's going on?
Right. What happened was when he switched plans, the state ID stayed with, but again, the Medicare on that federal VIP level does not recognize the Medicaid state ID. It will recognize the CHC, however. So I'm glad that you have that now. And was there anything else that I could assist you with? Was this just like a eligibility or?
No, I needed the service coordinator information, but I got it here online.
Oh, wonderful. Okay, well, if there's nothing further I can assist you with, thank you so much for calling Keystone First VIP, and you have a great rest of your day.
Thank you, too. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.